Good morning.
Welcome to the Builder's Briefing for March 11th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and today we have a packed show. Docker making a big bet on AI agents, a billion-dollar seed round in Europe, Meta buying an agent social network, and some really sharp developer tooling updates.
Yeah, honestly, today feels like one of those days where you can see the infrastructure layer shifting under your feet. Let's get into it.
So, the big story. Docker just shipped Docker Agent. It's an open-source framework for building and running AI agents using the same containerized workflow developers already know and love. And the key thing here is, this isn't trying to compete with LangChain or CrewAI on the abstraction layer. Docker is saying agents are a deployment primitive now. They should build, ship, and run like any other container workload.
Right. And what's wild is this solves a problem that anyone running agents in production has already hit. Sandboxing. Like if you've got a tool calling agent that can write to your file system, you really don't want that thing running uncontained. Docker's isolation model is basically perfect for this.
Exactly. And the timing is interesting because there's also an NA-then MCP server that trended today, which lets tools like Claude Desktop and Cursor build NA-then workflows through MCP. So in 1 week, agent infrastructure went from bespoke to genuinely composable.
That's the signal I keep watching. Agents are leaving the notebook demo phase and entering the your ops team needs to manage these phase. If Docker is making this bet, they clearly see agent workloads becoming as routine as microservices. Builders, start thinking about your deployment story now, not after your first production incident.
Moving into AI and models, PromptFoo just crossed 3,000 stars on GitHub. It's become the go-to open-source tool for red-teaming your LLMs before production. Declarative YAML configs, model comparison across GPT, Claude, Gemini, Llama, vulnerability scanning built-in.
If you're shipping LLM features without a red-teaming step in your CI/CD pipeline, honestly, PromptFoo is the lowest friction way to add one. Link in the briefing.
Also, worth flagging, there's a cost analysis making the rounds that debunks that viral claim about Anthropic burning $5,000 per user on Claude code. The real numbers suggest it's way closer to sustainable than the doom narrative implied.
That's a relief for anyone who's bet their dev workflow on it. I was a little nervous, honestly, because Claude code has become pretty central to how I work. Good to know the economics aren't as broken as Twitter made it sound.
On the developer tools front, PGAdmin 4, version 9.13, just shipped with an AI assistant panel baked right into the query tool. Natural language to SQL, query explanation, all without leaving your database workflow.
That's interesting, because it's another example of AI becoming a standard panel inside existing tools, rather than a separate product you have to context switch into. That pattern is everywhere now.
And a fun one. Bellard's JS Linux now supports x86-64. You can run a 64-bit Linux environment entirely in the browser. Meesh, but it opens the door for in-browser dev environments and sandboxed execution without server-side VMs.
Fabrice Bellard just keeps being Fabrice Bellard, doesn't he? The man is a force of nature.
All right, startups. And this is a big one. Yann LeCun's new AI startup just raised $1 billion in seed funding. That's Europe's largest seed round ever.
$1 billion seed. That phrase still sounds absurd to me. But the real signal here is that serious capital is flowing toward alternative AI architectures, probably beyond transformers. If you're building on top of current model paradigms, this is a good reminder to keep your abstraction swappable.
And then, Meta acquired Moltbook, described as an agent social network. So Meta is now betting on agents interacting with other agents as a platform play.
Okay, pause on that. Agents talking to agents as a social network? That feels like a massive validation for anyone building agent-to-agent protocols or multi-agent systems. But it also means Meta might soon be your competitor in that space, which is a different kind of validation.
On the security side, CNBC is reporting that age verification tools built for child safety are collecting way more data than necessary, essentially building surveillance infrastructure that covers all users, not just minors.
This is one of those stories that should make every builder uncomfortable. If you're implementing age gates, especially in AI products hitting regulated markets, Go audit what your verification vendor is actually collecting and retaining. Don't just trust the marketing page.
Also, in the policy world, Debian voted not to decide on AI-generated contributions. They just punted entirely.
Which means, if you're contributing to open source or maintaining a project, you're still in policy limbo. My advice, set your own rules now, rather than waiting for upstream consensus that may genuinely never come.
A few quick hits before we wrap. Tony Huar, the inventor of null references and quicksort, passed away at 91, a giant of computer science.
The man literally called null references his billion-dollar mistake and still gave us quicksort. What a legacy.
Also, Intel demoed a chip for fully homomorphic encryption. FHE has been 5 years away for a decade, but dedicated silicon might actually change that math. And DARPA unveiled the X-76, a drone with the speed of a jet and the freedom of a helicopter.
The Intel FHE chip is the one I'm watching. If you're building in healthcare or finance with sensitive data, encrypted computation could unlock use cases you've been sitting on for years.
So here's the takeaway for today. Agents crossed an infrastructure threshold. Docker is packaging them as container workloads. N8M is exposing automation via MCP for AI tools to orchestrate. Meta acquired an agent social network. The message is clear. Stop treating agent deployment as an afterthought.
Containerize your agent runtimes, expose your tools via MCP for composability, and start assuming that agent-to-agent interaction is the next platform battle you'll need to build for. The primitives landed today. Go use them.
That's the Builder's Briefing for March 11th. All the links and details are in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Go build something cool. See you next time.